agenda of the one I didn't get to, the spirit of holiness.
Yeah. Spirit of truth.
Yes, spirit of truth and the spirit of holiness.
God is good. He is moving by his spirit. These are timely classes. And sometimes I can put things in words, but when you're in the Lord's presence, he can tell you something.
Amen.
And, you know, I've said it before, you'll understand it, you'll understand it, and you can't put it in words sometimes. Paul said that we're stewards of the mysteries of God.
Amen.
And he knows what people can receive, when they can receive it, and how they'll receive it. So he gives us revelation based on many things. And I'm learning as I go. Uh-huh. But what I saw in the spirit was that as we yield to him, we learn and we grow, and then we get to a point we're able to do more. And so when that happens, other people, God can use you more, mm-hmm. and by the anointing increases, and it's released more.
Amen.
And it's timely, and the Lord will cause you to, Pastor Jackson, you to say there are people assigned to your life. Mm-hmm. Well, as you grow, more people are assigned to your life. And somehow, some kind of way, the Lord's going to cause your voice to get to their ears, or your actions, they'll see it and learn. That's how it works. Let's see, the spirit of truth. I'm going to go ahead to the spirit of truth. On page 82, I read this statement. It said, the offices of the Holy Spirit reveal his government authority over the church. These impact each of our lives individually while building the body of Christ corporately. And she said, under these offices are at least 66 specific services that the Holy Spirit executes for the body of Christ. In our study, we will list these services as they relate to each particular office. But as we mature in life, we grow, and Lord, we use our growth as a tool for other people. And the Holy Spirit, I just can't say it enough, he thinks of everything. And I learned to watch and appreciate him.
He's working overtime.
Yeah.
He never stops.
He never,
that's what you say.
He never sleeps on summer. You know, he's working overtime to get us for the bride and him to say come.
Yeah. At random, he'll show me things. I see things I've been wanting to know for a while, mm-hmm. praying about. And he'll release it. Then I can put it in words. I can use it. I can tell others. The spirit of truth.
Amen.
This is one of my favorite scriptures. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. My favorite verse is 16:13. When the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. And she went a little deeper than the way I understand it. Mm-hmm. She was saying he causes you to be truth from the inside out. And that comes from just yielding to him. When you yield to him, he can cause you to become truth, you from the heart, from the foundation up, and you.
He helps you to see truth.
So yeah.
The process of revelation, how he mm-hmm. on the, it's an inside.
Yeah.
Work that he does, like you were saying, on the inside, mm-hmm. help you to see revelation.
Yeah.
He said, "And you shall know the truth,
mm-hmm.
and what the truth do." See, a lot of times people have facts and things like that, but he give us revelation of what that really truly means.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Peter, Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you.
That's right.
That truth, flesh and blood didn't get to you. Uh-huh. He said, it's my Father in heaven.
That's how
the Holy Spirit wasn't down here, you know, operating in them like that then, but he was letting them know that the process of revelation, mm-hmm. is how the Holy Spirit gives truth to you.
Yeah.
And that shows Trinity too, this scripture does, because you know what scripture says, that Jesus proceeded from the Father. Well, it tells you right here, the Spirit of truth. I see him up there, he proceeds from the Father.
Yeah.
It's all the Trinity. The Holy Spirit has Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus had Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Father has Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But they're all at different offices. And so the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. That shows he's coming from the Father.
Mm-hmm. That's right. God's heart to our
function. Mm-hmm.
And our spirit is like a candle. And the Lord, if it's lit, he gives us his, we receive. A lit candle receives oil.
Light.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and produces light.
And you're talking about like a lit menorah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We want to do right. Now he gives us the oil of the Holy Spirit and we are able to do right.
Exactly. So without excuse.
And then by doing so we illuminate the earth. We give he's supplying us to supply the world.
Amen.
With his knowledge, his way. See, people don't, they reject God because they don't know him. They don't know him because he's hidden. The enemy hid him. David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty seem to disappear. I don't know how he did it, but they didn't see it. Well, you know, I don't know how he did it, but he had mirrors or whatever, but he made it seem to disappear. Mm-hmm. That's what Satan is trying to do with the world system. Mm-hmm. So our spirit, is, we want to know God. It's lit. The Holy Spirit gives us his revelation. We have all. We shine brighter. And we expose everything for what it is, the way it is. The way of the world is exposed. The death of the world is exposed. The deception.
What I like about Holy Spirit, he's unveiling Jesus Christ to us. Yeah. You know, we didn't walk with him. We didn't talk with him. Mm-hmm. But the revelation of Christ, like Paul said, give me just much as the dark end you, Peter. Peter was saying, we touched him. We held him. So we got better, you know. Mm-hmm. But Paul said, all I got was by revelation of the Spirit. And I got just as much Christ as you have.
He was trained the same. He was trained just like them. And on page 86, we cannot know God without knowing the Spirit of truth. Amen. We cannot receive anything God has for us
that is so true.
In the light of the Word if the Holy Spirit does not illuminate it to us. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said many things. I had many things to say to the disciples, but they could not bear them yet. The Holy Spirit also helps us bear the revelation, receive it. Sometimes things the Lord had me operating in the past, I didn't know how to put it in words quite yet. I did the best I could. I always say that, but this week I was doing a broadcast and it just came just as clear and I was able to put it in words. Think about a couple. One of them did something bad and the other one is challenged to forgive them and move on. And if we look to the Lord, we can receive his love. Mm-hmm. And his love generates our heart, fuels our heart with his kindness
right.
and his good. When people need us the most, mm-hmm. we can be there for them.
Yeah.
Even when they're aggravated. We can still love them. Under a challenge, under an attack, we can love them.
That's
God's love.
The Spirit is so important. It keeps you prepared for situations like that that come.
That is so
yeah.
true.
Just automatically
so
love will come out if you pray in the Spirit.
That is so uh-huh. true.
Now, the thing that'll make the difference is your focus.
Things will make the difference is your focus.
That's
your
what
focus.
Ray was talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What you decide to focus on. If the husband cheated, the wife is challenged to forgive him. She loves him. They have a life together. He got to a point he wants to repent. He's making works to repent. And now, her challenge is to, if she has grounds for divorce or she could forgive him or whatever. If she looks at what he did, if she focuses on that, and even though she didn't leave and divorce him, but if she keep focusing on that, she'll never see how he's made
that's
change.
True. That's true. That's true.
And he will have changed.
So she actually truly never completely forgives him if she keeps focusing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you might have moments, but I mean if you dwell on it and keep doing it, get even, you need to repent, forgive it.
Yeah. But if she focuses on what he did, she can't see him.
Right.
In new life. But if you look at God, that's the same as looking at his word.
That's That's true.
And you say...
Repeat that again, Apostle. When you're looking at God, that's the same as looking at His Word.
When you're looking at God, that's the same as looking at His Word.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Now, in different situations, you know what the Word said, but you're aggravated. This thing has aggravated you. Now you know... Mm-hmm. You're looking at what God said. You're looking at His standards. And she might say, well, now I got to forgive him. But she's grudging.
You're looking at the perfect law of liberty.
Yeah, but she keep looking at the Word. Eventually, she'll get it. She'll start seeing God and the reasons.
She don't give up. She's patient. She's constantly looking at the Word of God.
Yeah.
She's consistently constant.
And acting on it.
And praying for it. Her actions might be wrong while she's thinking. Mm-hmm. She realizes that.
Yeah, because your feelings don't just evaporate.
No.
But they can be a distraction, they can be a blessing or a curse. But if you keep on looking in the Word, eventually she'll start seeing him the way God sees him. Mm-hmm. He cheated on her. He made works of repentance. He's trying to do right now. But if she focuses on what he did, she can't see how he's trying to grow. But if she look at the Lord, she'll be able to see him now. In current times, trying to make correction. So, what you focus on can change everything. Mm-hmm. If what he did is, it can become bigger than God. Mm-hmm. But if she look at God, God will become bigger than what he did. It'll diminish, and then she'll be able to forgive him and forget about it, and he'll be able to grow, and she'll release him into repentance. Sometimes people can't release other people into repentance because they're focused on what happened, the thing that hurt them so bad. But the love of God is so powerful.
Yes.
It can, in any situation, at any time, if you can receive it, it will nourish you. You'll have strength to where the emotions can't even touch the situation.
Amen. Well, the emotions can't touch the situation.
Yeah.
That is powerful. Emotions might be there and trying to come up, but they can't touch that situation.
Yeah. That's good.
Glory.
That's what I meant when I said you can control your emotion. I don't know how to put this in words.
Uh-huh.
But I'm over here. things used to happen. I'm like, why am I laughing? You know, because I could control my emotion. I'm being fueled by God, by His Word, by the revelation of the Spirit.
But think about it. Where were you spiritually at that time? Had you been in the Word? Had you been praying? Had you been assembling yourself together?
Yeah.
Had you been praying in the Holy Ghost? Had you been yielded?
All those.
So when you're doing that, you walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And what you did.
And things happen that I would have thought about, and I'm laughing at
it. Because you weren't laughing at it. It actually didn't have the bad effect on you at all.
Laughter
was joy.
I was kind of surprised. I laughed because I was surprised this thing didn't touch me. It's like I mastered it, but I didn't do it. God did.
Amen.
I yielded to the Lord. Amen. Now, when people repent, you can see them trying, and then help them. Mm-hmm. And when you Jesus said, he that was forgiven much will love more.
Yes.
And people who were not as forgiven as much. They do the same thing. When you forgive people when they know they were blatantly wrong, and you love them anyway, they're going to first respect you, and eventually they're going to love you as a friend.
I've always thought that with your relationship.
When you love people, when they blatantly did you wrong and they know it, and you love them anyway and try to help them, first they'll respect you, and eventually they'll love you as a friend, a dear friend. Yeah. I've seen this in cowboy movies. Somebody had a gun on them, but they didn't, they forgave them. And then that person became so loyal. Yeah.
We're going to have to get back to spirit. Well, now, let's go on to the next chapter. We're going to go on to the other three offices of the Holy Spirit in chapter 6. There's so much I want to say about the spirit of truth, too, that, you know, not only does he release spirit of truth or reveal truth to us, but he helps us to be truthful people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good, Mary.
And not only that,
that's good. It helps us to be truthful people.
One of the things that I have started doing in my walk with the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, tell me the truth about that. You know, sometimes situations and circumstances can come up, and you need to really know the real truth.
You know, you did that mainly when you were praying when I was sick.
Yeah.
God just revealed to me that I was healed. You know? Yeah. So you asked the Spirit to prove it. Even though I didn't feel healed, I just knew it, and that was an anchor for my soul.
Amen.
Mary.
And see, I was going through a little something, being attacked by something. I said, "You're the truth. Tell me the truth about that." Mm-hmm. And he says, "A line sip."
A line sip.
Oh, okay.
That's just an
okay.
Anchor in it.
Okay. Then I know how to push it back, and I know how to walk back against it, since it's harsh. I call you.
So he
has to know how to tell it to
it
go.
It tells the truth, and it also helps us to be true.
Amen.
Like you said, you said
Amen.
That. I don't know if you
do. Yeah, I knew. I purposely said because that's what I wanted you to know about the spirit mm-hmm. of truth. That you could ask him truth about your circumstances and mm-hmm. situation, the things that you come up against. He'll tell you truth about it.
He'll give you expert advice. Perfect. Perfect wisdom. Amen. On page 87, the process of revelation, that's my confession. When I'm asking the Lord to help me do all that's in his heart. The reason I do that is
that's good, Apostle.
Because I'm known for being imperfect, but if I can yield to him, I can receive from him.
That's good, Apostle.
And I'll be enabled to do greater things. Now, never underestimate what God can do
Amen.
In your life, where you are with what you have.
Amen.
He can still cause you to win millions of souls.
Amen.
That's true.
Let's go praise.
The spirit of truth and the spirit of adoption get together, maturing us, so we can take over the Father's business.
We can do this.
Glory.
We out of time.
Oh, Jesus.
I just saw Pastor Walker.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
All that's in his heart. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Doing what's in his heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.